White Sox slugger and 1983 AL Rookie of the Year, Ron Kittle. Ron, when did you first meet Ryan? I mean, because his official rookie year with the Cubs, which was his first full season, was in 82. 83, you're the Rookie of the Year. So when did your paths first cross?
1979 in spring training. We played against each other. We were close by. Take a bus there, take a bus here. We played together. Then when the season, minor league season started, we played against each other. And, you know, it's sad. I mean, it took my breath away when I heard, and I knew it was coming. I kind of just said something earlier to a couple friends, but take away all his baseball stuff. We lost a pretty incredible man.
Yeah.
And that's what I think about the most.
Absolutely. Ron was kind enough to join us on our Toast to Harry Carey out on Navy Pier earlier this year. And if you don't know Ron personally, let me tell you, he's a wild ass. And you and Ryan couldn't have different personalities. What brought you together? What bonded you outside of baseball?
Well, they always say opposite always attract. And, you know, as the White Sox right now with Harold Baines and I, we do everything together. And it's like frickin' frack. You know, I talk, I just get him included, he nods his head. You know, Ryan's he's always been quiet. But, you know, there's times in the minor leagues we played against each other, we'd all pony in $5 to get a pizza and a pitcher of beer and sit there and talk and go out there the next day and try to kick the doo-doo out of each other's team. And you did that two or three times through the course of the season, but it's just mutual respect. I really never thought he was going to be such a tremendous ball player like he was. And just in that little comment of the recording that you played, he worked at it. And, you know, obviously in AA and AAA, I didn't get to see him much, but he worked at it all the time. And that's where he set his standards, and he became a confident, you know, professional. And a Hall of Famer. I mean, just a class guy.
Yeah, and you know, it seems like today in baseball, it's all about your own personal brand, not the brand of the team or the brand of the MLB. And for him, it was always about just doing what's right on the field, off the field, and representing baseball well.
Yeah, you know, he wound up, he had his little foundation he was working on. I've had my charity for 40-plus years. I say, Rhino, I need this. And, he gave me a 1984 jersey, and I never got it signed by him. I don't care if I did or not. It was a personal gift from him. And I'll always cherish that. I probably won't ever wear it.
Yeah.
But I show it off when other people, you know, either a Cubs fan or a Sox fan in the Chicago vicinity out there. But, I say, hey, I need three baseballs autographed for the Hall of Fame. Can you do it? And 2 days later, it's in the mail, FedEx to the house, and vice versa. You just help each other out. And we're on a mission as an athlete not all athletes, to keep yourself clean and do a good job and be honorable. That's what I always tried to do, and he definitely did it there on the north side of Wrigley Field.
And that's what's so hard, too, is you look at guys and women in sports, people who kept it clean, who worked hard, who worked out every day, and to have cancer come and take your life at age 65, it's heartbreaking is what it is. And I'm guessing that you had conversations after he was diagnosed?
Well, we talked a little bit, probably just before the Toast to Harry Carey's was the last time I spoke to him. But, you know, I sent text. You know, you just were I wasn't looking for anybody's answer. I just said, hey, I'm praying for you, big guy. Hope everything goes good. And he just gives you a thumb up and a little heart or something like that. But, you know, I've been raising money for cancer for over 40 years. Will we ever see a cure? I have no clue, because there's so many variations of cancer. And we just got to keep fighting for it out there. And, you know, I know he loved living back in Illinois because he was near his grandkids, and that was his life, those grandkids and his children.
Yeah. Talk to everybody about your foundation, Ron. I'm really well-versed in it, but go ahead. Let's hear. Give it a pitch.
Well, it's called Ron Kittle Charities, and I've been writing checks for, I think it started in 1989, matter of fact, and I just figured there's a way to give back to something. I had a great committee. We raised over $4 million. Doesn't sound like a lot of money, but I wrote the letters. I licked the stamps. I made the phone calls. There's nobody gets paid on my committee. And I always told them, I said, if you join my side, you're going to lose money. And they still remind me of that now and then. So, like, I had one guy ask me, he goes, "Where's the money go?" So I took my checkbook and I hit him in the forehead and I go, "Look at that. You're my accountant now." So that's how Ron Kittle works. But, you know, we've given the Northwestern Children's, University of Chicago Hospital, Comer Hospital. I mean, we divide the funds up. And like I said, I don't do it 100% of the time, but I do cigar socials, motorcycle rides, softball games. I've included different venues. Different people can do different things.
Right.
And not everybody can write a big check.
Yeah.
But I every day, honestly, I get within a week 5 to 6 checks for $50 to $100. Say, hey, add this to your donation to the charity. And they're not asking for anything in return.
Yeah, because people trust you. It's Ron Kittle, 1983 AL Rookie of the Year. We're remembering Ryan Sandberg. They've known each other since 1979. Oh, my gosh, how things have changed since then, huh?
Well, you know, we weren't, like, best friends, but it's one of those things when you don't see each other. You know, I've done every Harry Carey toast with him over the years until he couldn't do it. We were there when Dutchie Carey got the street named after her. I mean, and Grant DePorter and Beth Heller, they do a great job, you know, trying to keep everybody interactive. I don't really bug anybody, and Rhino never bugged anybody either. But like I said, he's going to be dearly missed. I'm glad he's got a statue. I'm glad he's in the Hall of Fame. And, you know, his legacy is going to live on for years and years and years.
Hey, Ron, everybody remembering Ryan today, and you included, you talked about Ryan the man, and I played a clip of manager Craig Counsell talking about Sandberg's just his approach to the game, and he had just kind of a different mindset. Craig, everybody's talked about the kindness of Ryan Sandberg, and even just his approach where the games can be so competitive, just had a different way of going about things than maybe some other players.
Well, he cared, and he didn't want to embarrass himself. I mean, that's the key to anybody who's a professional athlete. I told this story sometime before. Is we were in Cooperstown, and we were I think it was with the Indians in '88, and he was there representing somebody from the Cubs that got into the Hall of Fame, and we were playing this game, and nobody ever wants to play that game. You know, it's like one of those games that why. So it was 0-0 going into ninth inning. And I pinch hit, and I think Jody Davis was catching. And I said, "I'm going deep. I'm hitting a home run. We're going to win this ball game, so we don't have to stay out any longer." So I hit a home run. So they bat in the bottom of the ninth. I won't ever forget this. And it's 2-2 count on, and he literally has a check swing, and it goes down the right field line and hits the top of the fence for a home run, and we tied it up. And he's rounding the bases, looking at me like shrugging his shoulders. "Hey, I didn't even try to swing." You know, and he hit the home run. And so thank goodness we didn't have enough pitchers to play any more innings. But, those are the funny things that happen in baseball.
Yeah, yeah. The great memories that you have, and that's what makes the game so great, and the camaraderie, even if you don't see everybody every year or every 5 years, as he mentioned in that speech when his statue was dedicated, the relationship is still there, the memories are still there, and they're shared by very few people. So thank you for sharing yours today, Ron.
Yep, special man. He's going to be deeply missed. And like I said, toast to Harry Carey's. I'll be looking for Rhino to be there. We'll just say some prayers, and hopefully his family's doing well, and we send our condolences.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Have a great day. Thank you.
Ron Kittle, 1983 AL Rookie of the Year.